You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Morning. Welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Today is Tuesday, March 26, 2024. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. Thanks for sticking with me while I battled through some illness here. Let's get right to the news. John Lynch spoke from the league meetings in Orlando yesterday, had quite a few things to say about the Niners. Let's start with Brandon Ayuk. Lynch says all the reports about Brandon Ayuk trade talks are false. They are not having discussions. In fact, they are, quote, actively talking, whatever that means, with Ayuk's team. Although Lynch also did say multiple times it takes two sides to come to an agreement. And, quote, there are a number of different directions it could go, end quote. We'll keep our eyes peeled for any Brandon Ayuk news. If you were looking at his social media, he posted a message seemingly in response to the Lynch comments, all in emojis. I'm going to translate here. Money talks, bullshit walks. Next, Lynch talked about the clerical error that resulted in the 49ers losing a draft pick in 2025 and having their fourth round pick bumped down. According to Lynch, what happened was the Niners overpaid a player $75,000 in the COVID era, is as much detail as he would get into it. And apparently the Niners tried to get that money back before reporting it to the league. And that is where the issue arose. Lynch also said he disagreed with the severity of the punishment. Now let's get to some medical updates. Lynch did say that both Mooney Ward and George Kittle are recovering from core muscle surgery. The conservative estimate is that both will be back by training camp, which is obviously good news. And of course, that assumes they don't have any setbacks. When it comes to Dre Greenlaw, he's recovering from his Achilles injury. John Lynch said he aims to be back for week one, but also pointed out they need to be smart with Greenlaw and that the PUP list to start the year is a definite possibility. Also, speaking of recoveries, Talanoa Hufanga is coming along nicely from his ACL surgery, but Lynch did say the safety market is really down right now, so the Niners could still look to add someone before the league begins, and that includes Tashawn Gibson, who is undecided, I believe, on whether or not he's going to play this year, but Lynch said the two sides have good communication. Oh, by the way, we'll hear more later today when Kyle Shanahan meets with reporters from the league meetings. We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Tuesday, 49ers media madness continues. We are now in the Sweet 16 round. So go to our website, goldstandardniners.com. Vote for your favorite Niners content creator. Please vote for me. I squeaked by into the Sweet 16. Now I'm facing Larry Kruger. That's an uphill battle for me, not going to lie. Please go and vote for yours truly. I would appreciate it. One thing to watch, the 49ers' mastery of the compensatory pick system continues. Do you remember when they signed Sebastian Joseph Day last year? I do. but he was only on the team for two games, so you may not. Well, guess what? He signed a deal worth an average of $4 million a year. So that means the 49ers are going to get a comp pick in 2025. Now, it's probably going to be a seventh round comp pick, but nonetheless, not bad for a guy that was only on the roster for two games. One thing you may have missed, and this is a big one, according to Ben Fisher of Sports Business Journal, Jed York is going to become the principal owner of the 49ers. He's going to buy out a sufficient part of his mom's share, and that will put him officially in charge as the principal owner of the 49ers. Now, he basically has been that over the past few years, but this will actually make it official. Jed is going to be the head honcho of the 49ers. League approval is expected to happen this week. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Gold Standard Podcast Network. Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. Click the bell. You'll get notified every single time we go live, which is every single weekday for you. Jason Aponte and Steph Sanchez, 11:15 a.m. Pacific time later today. I'm sure they'll have a lot to react to, from Kyle Shanahan's words to John Lynch's words. You don't want to miss it. Enjoy your Tuesday, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk later today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This has been a Gold Standard Podcast Network production, part of the Fans First Sports Network.